before we go any further, let's start out with a beautiful marab. We'll end with a marab also. But I just, as I was gathering up all the energies for this shout, gathering the energies from Shambra around the world in this group, as you all came together riding on the notes and the energy of the music, I said, let's do this first. Oh, let's take a good deep breath together as we begin. Realizing what you're really here for, what you're really doing, the magnitude of the work. I don't even like to call it work, maybe not the right word, the magnitude of your endeavors here on the planet, what you're doing. It's sometimes even difficult to comprehend in your human mind, and particularly when you still have some of the past, the ghosts of the past, when it hasn't been given over to wisdomizing, when you're still playing with some of the old issues, tinkering with them, intentionally holding on to them, in spite of your screaming and yelling. Sometimes it's difficult to realize the magnitude of what you're doing. Well, it's real easy to slip into the consciousness of, well, I'm just trying to make my way, I'm just struggling along. And no. This small group of Shambra, this pirates from around the world, it's much more than that. Much, much more. It's an interesting experience, game even, to pretend that you're still just a human trying to make your way through. I just look forward to that moment when you really realize the magnitude. Actually, it might be overly frightening to realize the magnitude of what you're doing. Maybe you'd be so overwhelmed by it that it just zap you into your light essence, out of your physical body. This is something that we've planned for a long, long time. It didn't happen by coincidence that you just came to the Crimson Circle. It wasn't a coincidence that Tobias came along at just the right time. It wasn't coincidence that this group coalesced in a way I've really never seen with any type of esoteric group, especially since there aren't any rules or dues or anything like that, but this group came together, bonding with each other on so many different levels, not just the human realm, but also we work together in the dream realms. I ask you to just feel in for a moment the magnitude of what this group is doing and what you're doing here also. It's often buried under the everyday hassles of life. It's buried under feelings of guilt or shame, but there is truly a reason, a purpose. I go so far as to say heroics in what you're doing here on the planet. For ages and ages, there have always been groups that have sequestered themselves in caves or remote islands, distant lands, away from the hustle and bustle and the noise of mass consciousness, to do a single thing, and that's to maintain an energy connection between this planet and the other realms. Some of them worked specifically to maintain a connection with the angelic families that they came from, kind of like making sure that you could get back home in between lifetimes or at the end of your stay on this planet. There's groups that have done just nothing but meditating or praying, chanting, and their whole lifetime dedicated to maintaining an energy balance on the planet. Those groups are now, for the most part, gone. There are still a few around the planet, not too many. Because now it's about being an embodied master, being with others, not sequestered in some cave somewhere, but being right here in the midst of others. Being here to do a very simple, beautiful thing, allowing your light to shine. I am light. And I allow that light to go forth without agenda. You're the ones now who have come to take over the jobs from the groups who did energy holding that maintained links between here and the other realms. That also helped Gaia maintain a pulse and a compatibility and a resonance with humans and other life forms on the planet. Their jobs are mostly gone now, mostly done. Being replaced now by the ones who shine their lights. And that's you. The magnitude is truly spectacular. I know there are so many days where you just don't realize it, or you think perhaps too grandiose, but I ask you now to feel into your heart. Into your mission, into your purpose for being here. This is the culmination. Eons of time. Of the dreams of the Atlanteans. Of the hopes of those who were there at the time of Yeshua, planting the Christ seed. Now culminating right here in this beautiful time of the machines. A time when the planet really appears to be crazy, but it's just going through its changes. Take a deep breath and feel into why you're really here. It's not the career that you chose. That's nice. It's not the family that you came in with. The real reason is to simply bring consciousness to this planet. And I'll use a term today, we'll discuss it. I'm going to call it overhead consciousness. Overhead consciousness, because it goes over the heads of most people. It goes over the heads of even you sometimes, but we're going to talk about it today. It means a higher form of consciousness, a higher level, a 30,000-foot view of consciousness. When you're shining your light, it's not just to affect things like the economy. I mean, it does have an effect, as you can see. Look what you're creating out there. Or politics or causes. Those are rather mundane and quite ineffective, but we're dealing with overhead consciousness. Again, we'll talk about that today, but right now, I ask you simply to feel into the magnitude. Ask your soul here. Ask your soul. Your soul, what is the magnitude of what we are doing here on the planet right now as masters? What is the magnitude of what we, you and I, soul, are doing here? And listen for a moment. By the way, your soul has good sense of humor. It's got a better sense of humor than the human, usually. Human often has a stick up their butt. The soul has no butt for for the stick to go. So when you ask the soul, tell me about the magnitude. what I'm doing, share with me. And the soul does that head smack. It's like, finally, finally you're asking. Finally you're understanding. I let the soul share with you for a moment and the real magnitude. You might say, well, that's an incredible responsibility, a huge burden to carry. Not really. Not really. It's not really a responsibility. It's actually more of a true passion. It's, you're not carrying the burden of the world on your shoulders. Quite the opposite. You're letting it go. So, let's take a deep breath. So it's a new word I'd like to add to the Schomburg lexicon, phrase, and that's overhead consciousness. The other one is simply, oh, that's why I'm here.